neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And his throne of judgment is called Kiseh Hadin. So we cannot actually sing for him. But there's a question that Gemara brings in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the 32 page of Masechet Rosh Hashanah asks, according to Rabbi Yossi, every day one is being judged, every day. So according to him, so you cannot say Hallel in any day. If Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment, and we do not say Hallel, so according to Rabbi Yossi, every day one is judged. So explanation is that according to Rabbi Yossi, that's judgment of every individual, individually. In Rosh Hashanah is the whole Am Yisrael, so that's the difference. So that's why we do say Hallel in Rosh Chodesh and so on. But in Rosh Hashanah, that we've been judged, so then we skip the Hallel. But when we read the Tehillim, as you know, the Hallel is from chapter of Tehillim, that starts from chapter, what number?
Mizmor,
yeah, which Mizmor?
111.
Hazak Baruch, 113 to 118. No, you were almost there. So, from chapter of 113 to 118 is Hallel. But when you read the Tehillim, so you do read those chapters, but to say Hallel, we don't say Hallel. There are 10 terms for Tefillah, like Za'aka, V'atchanan, Tsa'aka. One of the terms that is brought is Siach, Siach Siftotenu. Where is the source? We see in the Torah that it says Siach as a Tefillah. We call Yitzhak Avinu. When Rivka Imenu just about to come, it says in the Torah, Lasuach Basadeh, at the time of the Mincha. So that's a term that is used for Tefillah. One message that we learn here about Yitzhak Avinu, that when he was doing Tefillat Mincha, then his soulmate came. So they learn from here, who that comes early for Mincha, so then his Zibug will come and he will have Shalom Bayit. But you have to come for the Shiur before Mincha. And that's why here we see the source, it says Lasuach Basadeh, and then all of a sudden he sees Vivraim Men came. So you should not miss Mincha. Early come for the Shiur at 6 o'clock. So then your Zibuk will come right away, and then you'll have Shalom Bayit. So now, Siach as means Tefillah. If you put a Mem in the beginning of the Siach, what do you get?
Siach.
Hazak Baruch. Right. So if you then put a Mem in the beginning of the Siach, what do you get? Mashiach. Mem, Shin, Yod, Het. What's the numeric value of the Mem?
40.
Hazak Baruch. So how many days we say Selichot from the Elul to Kippur?
40.
Chazak Baruch. Wow, very nice. So here we learn whoever does comes to Selichot, says the Selichot at Kavanah, he's able to bring
Mashiach.
So the Mem is for 40, and the Siach is for the Tefillah. Especially Chodesh Elul, as it's brought, the Melech Basadeh, you know, to make appointment with the rabbi is very, very hard. You know, they tell you tomorrow this, you know, it's busy this, you know. But Ribbono Sheolam, he says, Melech Basadeh, he's here. That you don't need to talk to the office to get an appointment, he's here. So that's why this Arba'im Yom that we started is a very, very sensitive and crucial timing, that every tefillah can go through and be accepted. See, now people, when they want to go up the building, what do they use? They have two choices. One is
elevator.
And what else?
Steps.
The stairs. So which one usually people use? Common?
Elevator.
So now, how do you use the elevator?
Push the button.
Why do you push the button? To come? To call the elevator?
Yeah.
Say, and then what do you do?
Push the number.
No, you have to go in.
Yeah.
No, you cannot push it on before you go in. So then when you go in, what do?
You push the number, the floor.
You have to press the, he doesn't know which floor you want to go?
No.
How about be the tailin, like ashray, something that doesn't move?
No.
So just imagine somebody goes inside the elevator and stands there. And then what happens?
Somebody from upstairs push the button.
Right, but you're going to take you to the wrong floor or down, and then you're going to be lost. That's true, yes.
No, everything is in Hashem's hand, only the fear of Hashem is
on. Yes, that's true, but that's the whole point here. So now, this is called the elevator therapy, and it is, there are many, many things that are put aside for us in Shamayim. So now, Chodesh Elul is pressing the button. You go inside, but then you stand there. Nothing's gonna happen. You have to press the
button
to take you up. And that's how it is. That means Chodesh Elul, Yehudi should know there are many, 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 many blessings that is put aside for you. You have to
press the button.
Press the button. And what is the pressing the button? Tefillah. Tefillah. Every second of this month you can change your destiny for the good and
better
and much better. So every moment you can bring such a beracha, shefa, yeshua.
Amen.
And that's a beautiful quote, that the siach, you put the mem in front of it, you bring Mashiach.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.